That's the Soweto String Quartet with I Want to Know What Love Is. Pretty tune. This is Lead Stories. I'm Eutrice Lead, and we are starting off a little late today to accommodate Dr. Gary Knoll's report, and I hope you found that very informative on polio and the shenanigans that go on in the field of research and in the attempt to miseducate the public. So, this is Lead Stories. I'm Eutrice Lead, and it's Wednesday, March the 27th, and we continue with a theme on education, and more specifically, the crisis in education. So today, I thought we would do a people's symposium. What is that? It means that we are going to be throwing around ideas and opinions and observations with the intent of digging deep into a fundamental question about what is education supposed to be? What is education supposed to do? We are no doubt aware of the crisis in education, especially in communities of color. And we have been talking about the wholesale attack on educational services in these communities, the shutting down of schools, firing of teachers, you know, shuttering of buildings. These are things that are tantamount to a declaration of war on what many perceive to be a constitutional right, as it were, to education. We see education as a strategic resource that all members of society should share, excuse me, equally. So, 888-874-4888, we're going to start the symposium today, and I want you to make a strong effort to dig as deep as you can, because what we want to do is to focus our attention on some really serious questions. What should we be thinking at this time? I mean, moving away a little bit from the urgency of the moment, but looking, taking the time to see the big picture of the state of affairs with education. How did we get here? And where is here? Where do we go from here? What is the purpose of education? What should it be as you see it? What has it become? Given the history of the United States of America, in which inequity is part and parcel of the social and political and economic landscape, is it reasonable still to believe that education, that it is possible for education to be equally accessible to all people, all children? What is the formula? How should we work this thing out so that, A, we don't have unreasonable expectations about what a governmental system can deliver, and B, what we are, quote, entitled to? How does education, this thing we call education, how does that factor into, again, given our history as a racially and socially a bifurcated America, divided up America? How do we then redefine our notions of education? Do we continue to hold out the hope that, well, somebody will do the right thing, or we have to fight the system all the time to compel it to change? Or do we seek an alternative? And if we are to seek an alternative, what would that alternative be? I'm looking for your brilliance today, your brilliant input today, so that we begin this discussion. It is going to be inevitable that the nation as a whole will have to engage in this discussion, and specifically those communities directly most adversely affected by governmental decisions on education. 888-874-4888. I'm going to be asking you to focus your attention on assembling for us a kind of a map, a roadmap. We want to assess the situation as it is. We want to see the potential for alternative action. But it has to be informed action. It has to be intelligent response to what we see now. Now, in every society, the notion is that education is available. Education is the way most societies, socialize themselves. Education was meant to produce an intelligent citizenry. And an intelligent citizenry lends to a country or a community a distinct advantage of operating at a very high level. When you have informed citizens, when you have people who are ready to participate in the social, political, and economic life of society, the assumption is that they can maximize the resources being offered to elevate everyone. So all boats are lifted. That's the theory. But is that, in fact, how it has played out in the United States? Don't be shy. I mean, call up. Let's talk. Let's have a talk. 888-874-4888. This is a very intelligent audience, and I'm looking to see what the input will be today. It's one thing always to say, well, this is wrong and that is wrong. Okay, great. We got that. What is the alternative? Who crafts it? And if we are to create something in our own image and likeness, for lack of a better term, what is it supposed to look like? If you are coming from a community of color and you've had that experience directly about the inequity of this thing called education and the way it impacts your community, the way it impacts the children in the community, what then is the prescription for an alternative? And if you are just an observer, I mean, you look at how things have progressed over the years in the United States, that professes to be very committed to the idea of a sound education. Why is it important to have a sound educational system? Because we've held to the belief all these years that sound information is linked to sound decision making. And sound decision making is critical and fundamental to empowerment. So if you have good information, if you are an educated person, chances are you will make intelligent decisions. And if you don't have information, chances are you will make unintelligent decisions. And for society, societies see the pluses in making intelligent decisions by an intelligent citizenry. From El Paso, we have our first participant. Thank you for joining us today.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon,
Mrs. Leeds, and to your audience. I think this is one of the single most important issues facing humanity today, this thing they call education.
All right. Now, I want you to just lay out your thesis and give us a succinct analysis as quickly as you can.
Yes. Well, if you get a concrete, cohesive corporate overstanding of the true social reality of the lack of education of the human being.
Whoa. Let's be talking to each other. So engage me. Don't talk at me. Talk to me. So break it down for me.
You have to begin to educate them firstly of their culture, of their ethnicity, of their nationality.
Whose job is that?
That's our job, but as taxpayer, the government has the main role. If he's going to collect taxes and he has an education, a public education system, then it's his responsibility to provide the avenue and the access to a curriculum of inclusion, and not only for the rich and not only for a religious denomination, whether you are a Quaker, whether you are Presbyterian, whether you are Catholic who runs a public education institutions, the government's responsibility to the taxpayers is to provide avenue, but the parents who bore the children with the blessing of God, there we have a right to make sure that our children get an education from out of our house from day one when we wean them from the mother's breast.
I want to ask you, why do you believe that it is the government's job to provide such an empowerment to your children, I'm speaking to you now as a political person, if you accept or if you have noticed that the government's interest is to do the exact opposite? If everybody is equally equipped and the idealistic state, that would be a very bad thing given the way our society functions. We need inequity. So I'm trying to get you to move from the idealistic state to the practical playing out of this. How is it, if you accept that inequity is a built-in part of our social and political reality, then why would you not say that you're being a bit naive to expect a government to lift you out of that state of inequity when that is the very thing they desire?
I agree with you, and that's the correct question. We should not expect a government who has historically and traditionally suppressed us and the avenue of slavery, until you have a revolution like what you had in Cuba and what you had in Venezuela, in this country where they totally got rid of illiteracy from the masses of the people because of the revolutionary process, then you understand that the dictator or the colonial or neo-colonial government will not provide you the avenue to educate you to take over his system of capitalism. What you have to do here is have a revolution, mentally, physically, spiritually, socially, and otherwise.
Okay, we got it. What we want is a dialogue. I don't want a diatribe. Not today. We want dialogue. Cliff from New York, you're next. Hello? Is Cliff there?
And this is a field that I know a bit about. I have my master's in education, and I'm currently seeking work as a teacher in New York. And I wanted to express my ideas on what I feel would be an ideal education system.
Right.
Well, from what I've noticed, it's impossible for me to be in a class with less than 35 kids, and that right there is another issue. But I feel that to be a good teacher, you need to be a good person in general, and students shouldn't be looked at as they should have role models to look up to so that they can understand the right way to live your own life. You know, me just teaching facts doesn't mean that you're going to become a good person. And
Cliff, if I could ask you for a minute, I understand you're dealing.
I would love if it was, I could teach small groups maybe where instead of having massive institutions, education is localized to communities and, you know, the area, because there's no such thing as a standardized student. So how can we have a standardized education?
All right. What I would like you to help me with is From your perspective, what is the big picture? What is the purpose of education as you understand it to be? Are we, in fact, living up to that? And what would therefore be more effective if you find that we are not living up to that?
One of the understandings of education I acquired when I was going to school was that one of the primary functions of a standardized education was to instill the appropriate sense of nationalism in children. And when that has stuck out for me for a long time. So if that's the point, then we've succeeded greatly because everybody in this country thinks that we're the best country in the world and we can do no harm or wrong. So creating smart students was not something that I heard. I heard it was nationalism that we have to instill. And when I see our versions of history that we propose, you can see why nationalism is a big, is important. And,
but is nationalism the only reason for education? We require educated workers, which makes us more productive as a nation. Education, a good, thorough education, promotes a good citizenry, which means that people get along better. They know more about each other than they know about their roles in society. Education has many, many functions. More than just nationalism. So what is education?
I see students that don't respect learning and what it is to learn. You know, I have to fight my students just to think that that it's important to learn. You know, you have to convince them that learning is important, and that's one of my larger struggles. I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought.
Okay. Well, you got us started in your direction, so somebody will pick it up. David from New Rochelle, thank you. What is an education supposed to be and do?
Well, morning, Utrice. Or I guess it's afternoon for you.
Yes, it is.
As a matter of fact, I'm the David from San Francisco, but New Rochelle is one of my favorite places. That was the home of Thomas Paine, right?
Okay.
One of my favorite founding fathers was Thomas Paine, so he ended up his life in New Rochelle. Hey, you know, I out here in San Francisco, you were looking for positive direction on this. Poor Magazine is, it's actually poormagazine.com, if I remember right, or excuse me, .org, and they've created their own free school. There's a kind of a constant scandal that's been emerging for the last 10 or so years in that the accreditation agencies have been...
All right, hold it. Rather, we're looking now, we're speaking theoretically. We haven't yet finished the task of defining. I have not yet heard what is an education. So we will move away from the micro for a minute. I'm interested in first dealing with the macro. What is an education? What is it supposed to be? What is it supposed to do?
Well, in the original principles of it, and looking at someone like Thomas Paine, it was to advance the civilization so that we wouldn't be under attack by the frauds who pretended to be kings. For example, the founding fathers, and looking at someone like Thomas Paine, were constantly battered around by this fraud that someone could be born into a very wealthy, fraudulent family and essentially take the lives of others through a scam called aristocracy. And
who are the we, and what is a civilization that you're referring to?
Well, I agree. There's been abuse of the concept of civilization. You'd look at the British, taking colonies under the guise of civilization. After they looted and pillaged America, they looted and pillaged the rest of the world, conquering lands, claiming that they were so civilized that they could manage the lives of others better than they could themselves. And that was the principle of the founding fathers, that there was an independence that the every man, united you stand, divided you fall, is what advanced civilization and advanced the creativity of the common man getting together and inventing new tools, inventing new concepts, inventing new ways of life. Advances the civilization in its totality, and there is.
Oh, David, you're far afield today. Come on now, let's get to the center of this thing. What is an education? That's all I want to know. What is an education? What is it supposed to be? What is it supposed to do? So let's go to New Rochelle. We had a good shot at it. Is David from New Rochelle there?
Hi there, Utrice.
Hello.
It's your old fan, David Combs, from a long time ago. Please,
hello.
An emergency 5-minute change of subject. Please tell us what has happened with Monsanto. Gary, I think he told us the Senate has approved the Monsanto bill, that the courts can do nothing, and that Obama has already signed it. I have looked everywhere.
But you know what?
Computer.
We can't allow that discussion today. Today is a very specific discussion that we're going to start, and as you can see, it is difficult for us to even get to the first base because we're not accustomed to discussing these things this way. So I have to train our thoughts on the specific issue of the day. We are going to do this work because we are very seldom encouraged to think about these things. So if you have something to contribute on the subject, let's go. If
okay.
not, we'll have to take your call another day.
Here we are. Ready to go?
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. I believe about education, it's not going to sound very good. I believe we've got to give it up. It's not going to happen. The 1% has been got these think tanks for years and years, and they're dumbing us. They've owned the media. They're dumbing us down, and they've got the child left behind. There's not a damn thing we can do about it. They have won.
Okay, I'll take that. Now, nobody so far gets a point because nobody has answered the question. It's a very simple question. What is an education? What is it supposed to do? What is it supposed to be? That's the point of departure for all future discussions with respect to education. Can we find someone to define for us what is an education? Michael from New Jersey.
Well, I think it's from whose perspective you're looking at. I think
okay.
From the perspective of society, it's a way to control the individual through programming their consciousness, which is already programmed. And from an individual's perspective, I think it more so is to attain self-knowledge, which is completely a revolutionary idea and opposed to society's interests in educating the individual. So the individual is really the collective in terms of society, but from the individual's perspective to educate himself, he has to have self-knowledge, which means he has to understand his consciousness.
So education, as you're saying, is a form of social control?
From society's perspective, I believe it is. They want to produce consumers and political constituencies, and they have certain goals in striding society and producing through reward and punishment. You know, we need more dentists, we'll reward them more. We need more engineers, will give them the highest food rating or whatever, you know, the pellets that we're serving out. So they have ways to control the society through education.
Who are the they?
Well, I think it's the it's the political factions that are in the policymakers and those who have the power to create policy. You and I don't have, I can't create policy. But
okay, so Michael, what I'm going to ask you to do is, I mean, I see where you're going, but could you put it in a sentence? Education is, and finish it as a definition, as a working definition for today.
Education, real education, should be based on self-knowledge, understanding ourselves, which means understanding our consciousness, which means understanding that we are the result of the past and all the knowledge that's accumulated over thousands and thousands of years and all the trials and tribulations, prejudices and everything else that's accumulated, our consciousness is that. So our consciousness is the collective consciousness, and self-knowledge is to understand that.
Well, that puts us now on an esoteric plane. Thank you very much, Michael from New Jersey. Willie from the Lower East Side, please, please bring us home.
Okay, I'll try.
What is an education? What is it supposed to be? What is it supposed to do?
Education, I believe, is like survival skills, all the stuff that we learn, knowledge, and critical thinking to help us like survive society. That's my term, I believe, in education.
As an education?
Well, I mean, it's not just stuff that we learn from school, but everything we learn from the home, society, and something that school that they don't teach is critical thinking.
Okay, from the point of view, if somebody were to just fall out of the sky and meet Willie from the Lower East Side.
Yes, ma'am.
And he says, you know, I've been hearing this thing about education. Could you tell me what it is? What would you say?
I would say knowledge, like your past, quality of self-knowledge, but to be used, you know, like for everyday purposes.
Yes, but put it in a sentence for me.
Okay.
Education is.
I know it's a hard one, yeah.
You're having a little test going on here, Willie.
I understand.
But you're doing well.
Well, education is not just knowledge, it's also...
No, don't tell me what it's not. I want you to tell me what it is.
I would say, I mean, incorporate thinking and skills, and you put them together.
Thinking and skills. Well, thank you so much, sir.
All right.
Thanks a lot for making a contribution today. Paul from West Virginia, is that?
Yes, it is. We're out here.
Okay. Thank you for joining us today. Tell us, what is an education? What is it supposed to be? What is it supposed to do?
It's supposed to. Part of me was getting lost in the openness of the question. And it is definitely in a broad response. So it's basically dealing with learning. And when I really step back and I take a quiet moment, education has to do with teaching an individual how to participate as a member of a species, a nation, a community, a family, and as a sense of self. So your question is so broad.
Yes, because we are looking, we are working from the macro. You're correct. The question is necessarily broad so that we get the big picture, and then we start to make it down through the funnel to get it more and more strictly defined.
That's what I was looking at. So if I could take any one of those, education in terms of it's supposed to be, means something very different. So if I talk about it as a species, education is a totally different thing from teaching about myself and the capacity to learn about how my mind works, how my heart works, etc. So they're all education. But which road are you going down?
Well, we're looking at education in the sense that we understand it as a a service or a commodity or a force, a civilizing force or a socializing force in, okay. in our reality.
That's perfect. That really pulls it more into the species, nation, community realm. So as a process, for lack of a better term, is to teach the individual how to fit in and participate with their species. So one of them is don't punch people you don't know. It's part of your education.
Oh, that's too bad. That's exactly who you punch, don't you?
First find out if they're bigger and stronger than you are if you want to survive. It's part of your education. And that maybe happens in kindergarten or before if you're lucky. But beyond that, national identity is certainly one of the things that we're educated into, how to participate in your community, recognize your class, converse. And that is certainly an aspect of, and there's some legitimate and illegitimate uses of that.
You have the distinct honor today of putting us very close to a definition. So I appreciate that.
Do I get a point though?
You get a point. Yeah, no question.
I get a point.
You get a point. You get a point. You get a point. Shanice from Vermont. What is an education? What is it supposed to be? What is it supposed to do? It's a very simple question.
Yes. Well, I hope I'm close. I think it's a process that brings that helps to bring out the gifts and talents, those gems within each person that helps. In order to help that person become an agent to which society, the agent that helps change society for the better, that helps progress society to progress to its highest point possible, to help reach. Society to reach perfection, to help the person reach perfection in all that they do, and that's what helps society to become the. Oh, I don't.
Believe it or not, we're laughing because we're both striving for the definition. And this is great. This is fantastic. You know why? Because people tell us all the time they know what it is. The people who are offering and who are in control of education say they have the definition of it. They know what it is. So if it is known, we shouldn't be having this much difficulty defining it. But we are, aren't we, Shanice?
Because
we have it. Right?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
No, I'm saying the very fact that we are struggling to arrive at a definition.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if are we supposed to know what it is? The people who are setting policy, I bet you if I asked them the same question, we would encounter the same kind of reaction.
Exactly.
But this is great. You've done very well, and you've now taken us into the transcendental world of education.
Oh.
Thank you so much, though. Fantastic contribution. Thank you. Mario from New York. What have you to say about the definition of what is education? What is it supposed to be and do?
Well, I don't have my own words, but I've been educated, so I have what I learned.
What did you learn?
I learned from Latin, educare means to bring forth that which is within. We have to educate each individual person, searching for their particular talents, gifts, as someone else had said before. And in Latin, it means to seek that and help the person bring that out.
Oh, now you are being a radical.
What do you mean by that?
Radical means you're going to the root.
I appreciate that.
Yes.
In either way, if it was storming and running out of the streets or getting down, I am both.
No. Education means out of.
Out of, to of lead from. Out, or sort of search or
and
help.
Ducere is
to lead. Ducere means to lead, yes.
You're speaking the Italian and I'm speaking the Latin part.
Yes.
The Latin e, meaning out of, yes. Ducere, to lead.
Yes.
So education, in its most pristine definition, is a leading out of.
Yes. And
leading out of a state of not knowing into a state of knowing.
Discovering and finding out what is within you.
Mario, I think you have won the prize for the day.
No, I have not. As I said, I was lucky enough to be educated. And I am grateful to my past. And someone else, I think it was someone from New Jersey, for his name. He said,
Michael,
we have to learn from all. I'm a minuscule, infinitesimal part of what I've been able to research. So we stand on the knowledge of others, and if we're not able to discover that, and if we are not led to finding that out, we will never be able to know what is really going on around us.
Well, you have advanced the discussion significantly, because now you have taken us to, as I call it, the radical sense of the word,
yes.
Literally the root of it, the actual fundamental meaning of it, which is that it is a process.
Yes,
it is a process, when done right, it is a process that leads a person out of a state of not knowing into a state of knowing.
And by the way, may I say that it is a never-ending process.
It is a never-ending process.
If you're alive.
If you're living and breathing, you are
if
a
you
person
want to give
to
your
be
life
educated.
Meaning, if you want to have everything that's happening around you make some sense, you have to learn every day.
Thank you so much, Mario.
I have to say before I go, thank you for coming back to us, and I appreciate you being on, and I missed you for a long time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. The feeling is mutual. I miss the camaraderie of the folks we used to know, but that's great. Cheryl, you get to bring it on home. We've got some good clues to work with. It's a process. Now, build on that and tell us, what is an education? What is it supposed to be? What is it supposed to do?
I think it depends on the class. There are education that systems developed to instruct or to create. And in some classes, they're developed to instruct or create the folks who control, the controllers, the leaders of the class. And in other parts of those classes, they instruct and create workers.
All right, but here's what we do. I want you to take it in the biggest sense, the big, big, big picture. You already started to distill it. I wanted the big picture, which is to say, position this thing called education in its largest sense. What should it mean to all of us? What should the word education convey to us?
Oh, boy. I mean, if we're going to go back to
don't start sighing
using
now.
The Latin of root of the word education. But I think that it more has to do with the purpose. I mean, I think the definition of the root gave you what the ideal of what education is.
That's exactly where we're going.
The educational system of what education is in the world right now.
Right. But you know, before we get to that, Cheryl, before we get to what it is, we want to deal with what it is supposed to be.
Well, I think that the last gentleman gave us a pretty good explanation and definition of what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to lead out, to lead the person or whoever out of what you said, a sense of not knowing to a sense of knowing, from a place of no abilities to abilities. It's the role of parent to child. It's the role of supervisor to employee. It's that role of whoever is tasked to lead someone else out of what they don't know and to give them information that they're required to know in order to process or do whatever it is that they need to do.
Well, I can't think of a better way to say, Sheryl, you have brought us to a definition. You built on what Mario said, and Mario built on what Shanice said, and Shanice built on what Paul said, and here we go. We have something of a working definition. Yay! We have accomplished our task today. Thank you so much, Sheryl, for bringing it home. You get a star.
Thanks a lot.
Or better still, you are a star. Now, why are we having this discussion? And you can see the difficulties that we're having, because this is something we assume we know all about. And the policymakers, everybody, they know exactly what it is. And yet, we're educated people. We should have a handle on this thing. And imagine if in this dialogue that we're having, we find that we are unable to nail this concept down. Imagine that the people making this service available, what do they they're going through the same thing. But we are going to build on this tomorrow, because what we want to do from here on in these kinds of discussions is we will see, by putting our thoughts together, we will see how natural a path will be created to a workable solution. So thank you so much. You did really well today. I'm so proud to be in your company. We'll see each other tomorrow. Please continue the conversation at LeadStories, L-E-I-D Stories, at gmail.com or on Facebook at LeadStories. And we'll see each other tomorrow. Coming up next is Jack Rasmus with Alternative Visions. Bye-bye.